The names of some characters have been changed, others haven't. Everything, however, is based in truth. That's the intriguing fine print at the very start of the novel Now That I See You by Emma Batchelor. Now That I See You is an intimate interior portrait of a woman over 18 months after their long-term partner, Jesse, reveals their transgender. It's a work about the heart-wrenching complexity of being yourself and being a partner to someone with their own self in transition. The subject matter inherently confronts conventional binary distinctions. And as a literary work, Now That I See You does the same. It's described as a novel of autofiction. But one distinction there is no grey area about is that Emma Batchelor is the one and only winner of the 2020 Vogel Award for an unpublished manuscript by an Australian writer under 35. And it's no wonder, because Now That I See You is a fantastic and fascinating read. Emma Batchelor, congratulations and welcome to Sunday Extra.
Thank you so much, and thank you for that beautiful introduction. That was lovely. Oh,
it's a pleasure. Your novel is an autofiction, a form of fictionalised autobiography. So I wanted to ask you, in what senses is the story of your relationship with Jesse in Now That I See You fictionalised?
It's a bit of a mixed bag. I would say more things are true than not, but the way that I've presented the story is as if it is fiction, and I really liked the blurriness of presenting it that way rather than it being a straight-up memoir. My job is changed. Some of our friends are changed, and I've amalgamated some colleagues. But for the most part, the core of what happened between us, and especially my own mental health and how that unfolded, is very true to my experience and how that happened.
And I'm interested to know, how did you sort of settle upon the form of autofiction? Because it is, as you say, in a sort of intriguing middle ground. Is that something that came naturally to you, or was it a bit of a discovery?
I thought a lot about how I wanted to tell this story before I started writing. I always knew in the back of my head that I wanted to, but I wasn't always sure of how best to do it. And I did think of memoir to begin with. But I'd read, maybe a year or so before I started writing, two works of autofiction, and they were Motherhood by Sheila Hetty and Crudo by Olivia Lang. And I found them really challenging and really interesting as a reader, that tension between kind of truth and reality and fiction. So when I came to start writing, I kind of knew that's what I wanted to play around with as well.
Before that sort of fateful conversation that you and Jesse had, you were a medical science graduate who was already working on writing a novel, just a different novel. Could you tell us how what was going on in your relationship with Jesse affected you as a writer?
I think it was my writing changed a lot with my depression, and that depression came up, I guess, because of my inability to cope with the massive change that we were going through, not because Jesse was transgender. And so as we struggled together and independently to figure out what that all meant and what it meant for our relationship, I became more and more depressed. And I found I couldn't write anymore, and writing had been such an important part of my life up until then, and I wrote every day, but I just didn't have the energy or focus to do that anymore. And it wasn't until after we had separated and I was alone with a lot of time to fill and I was in a better place with my mental health and I was on medication, that I started to have that clarity and that energy again, and that I could write. But this was the only thing I could write, because it was still everything that I was thinking about every day.
Obviously, one of the really fascinating things about Now That I See You is that it's a portrait of a relationship, but it's also written from the partner's perspective. So that's from your perspective, not from, from Jesse's. And as a novelist, that's a choice that you didn't have to make. Why did you choose to write Now That I See You in the way that you did?
A couple of things came together that led me to make that choice. I think the main one was that while I was writing, Jessie and I were separated and I couldn't ask her how she felt about me, including parts of her story. And I was also very conscious of that I didn't want to speak to her experience as a transgender person, as a cisgender one. I didn't feel comfortable with it. So I decided from early on that I would only tell it from my perspective. And I'd also read another book before that influenced me. And it was called Love, Nina by Nina Stibbe. And it's a collection of letters and they're all one-sided. They're written to her sister and we only ever see what she says to her sister and never what her sister says back. And I really enjoyed that as a reader, the having to guess and make assumptions and pick up the threads. And I thought, given how I felt about not including Jess's perspective, I really liked that idea too, that the reader could infer things about her, but also infer things about me from what was missing as much as from what was there.
Emma, you say that you couldn't or didn't speak to Jessie at the time that you started writing, but then at the end of the book there is a thank you where you say thank you for everything to Jessie, especially for your support in sharing parts of our story. How and when did those conversations happen and what were they like?
Yes, there's a happy ending in real life.
Yes.
In that we are back together again, which makes me so happy. But we ran into each other completely by chance on the street after maybe 7 months we'd been apart with no contact at all. And that was a really big day. And we've been slowly coming back together, but it didn't take us very long to realize that we really wanted to be back together. And so I think sharing this story with her and what I'd written was a really big part of me being able to explain what I'd been experiencing and our kind of healing together. And she's very supportive of the work.
Emma, one of the things that's so engaging about the book is how really sort of brutally honest you are about analysing your own self and your feelings, your sense of identity, and how going through this huge challenge for your relationship affected both of you. Can you give us an outline of how the journey that Jessie was going on affected your sense of self?
It was really challenging, and I think it changed again with how my depression manifested. I think as a couple, we were quite healthily independent, although probably a little codependent. And so we shared a lot of things, and our relationship was really important to us. And as Jessie began to question her gender identity and I tried to support her, I just lost sight of everything that was me and mine as we, scrambled together to try and figure that out. And so I just lost myself in that time. And depression, of course, is very debilitating, and I struggled to work, I struggled to write, I struggled to maintain my relationships. So it was a very challenging time, and I'm so glad I had people that were able to support me and were able to recognize that I wasn't well and to connect me with the people that I needed help, to connect me with people that I needed to get help from. So that was really good but very challenging. And I think now with hindsight, not that you can ever be glad that you go through a horrible thing, but yes. I think I can feel that I'm better for it.
Oh, that is great. In one sense, the situation that you were in is a very particular situation, but in another sense, you've written it's a story about what it means to love somebody and what happens when the nature of your relationship changes, which is something that all of us have to experience in one way or another. But I was interested to know how easy or difficult you found it to actually find support for people like you who were partners of transgender people who were on their own journey.
In classic fashion, it was very hard at the time, and now that the book is out, I've
can't
been
move for
sent
it. Yes,
and right. fined. Yeah. Yeah, it's so funny. But at the time, whatever was going on, I really struggled to find things that were for partners and that resonated with me. There were a lot of stories I read where the people weren't able to stay together. Mm. And I think that's fair, but I felt just reading that over and over again was really depressing and unhelpful for me. And I finally found like a partners group, but it was after Jesse was gone. And then by then I was too sad that I couldn't join it. So it's been a very strange journey for gaining that information and support. And now I'm so happy that there is so much more, or that I'm just finding it and accessing it and connecting with people who have been through something similar, which I couldn't find before.
Yes.
So it's been really good.
That's really great to hear. It's particularly good when the genre that we're dealing with is autofiction to know that there's a happy ending to the story. but I suppose as an author, Emma, it poses a bit of a challenge for you. I mean, what's next for you as a now Vogel Award-winning writer? We know you can't submit that novel that's in the bookshelf for the Vogel, but what do you think you'll do next as a writer?
I'd really like to come back to that, but I think even I've changed and my writing has changed so much since going through the process of the Vogel and what's come after. But I would love to come back to that and to come back to something that's purely fictional and gives me a bit more space as a person as well as a writer to experiment and explore ideas.
And can you give us any sort of hints of what area that work was in, or do you want to hold that till you're ready to publish?
It's okay. I think it'll be very, very character-driven as well. I've realised that I'm not very plotty and very interested in plot. Everything comes from the people, and that's what I've been thinking about a lot too. But I'm so interested in sexuality and gender and motherhood and work, so I think it will play with a lot of those themes.
Well, that's a work to look forward to. Emma Batchelor, it's been great speaking with you. Congratulations on Now That I See You, and thanks very much for speaking with us on Sunday Extra.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
And Emma Batchelor's Now That I See You is published by Allen & Unwin and available from bookstores and online, of course.